It's our pleasure to welcome to the show this morning Casey Hollins, Director of Communications and Public Relations at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. Obviously, we are in uncharted territory with the coronavirus pandemic. Talk to me a little bit about the things, you know, that you guys are experiencing at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative and some of the steps and measures you're taking to help out with members and owners.
Absolutely. This is definitely a new experience for all of us. We've been through lots of major outage events, but this definitely changes the way we do everything. And so we've really been focused on making sure that we're here for our members, even though we're practicing social distancing, and also just really focusing on being understanding of the circumstances that everybody is faced with at this time. So one of the most important things that we want our members to know is that even though electric bills are still due during this time, we are working with our member owners. We are allowing them to make payment extensions as needed, and we will not be disconnecting our member owners' electric service for non-payment of their electric bills. In addition, additional fees associated with non-payment will be waived at this time. So hopefully, as our member owners navigate through this very challenging time with job losses or layoffs, they know that we're working with them and we'll do what we can to help them get back on track as we transition, hopefully sometime in the near future, out of this crisis.
Absolutely. And that's huge. And that's great that you guys are working with members that way. And what about, things that you guys are doing with employees, you know, to make sure everything is good on their end?
As an essential service, everybody needs electricity. And so we're making sure that we have taken the steps necessary to ensure the safety and health of our employees. So as I mentioned, we're practicing social distancing. We recently announced this week that we have closed our lobbies. All of our employees who can work from home are now working remotely. And we've also adjusted our shift schedules to allow for minimized exposure of crews to each other so that we can minimize the risk of any illnesses. We want to make sure that our workforce is healthy so that if any type of unexpected weather event were to occur, we would all still be able to respond and get power restored and information out as quickly as possible for our member owners.
For sure, yeah. Health definitely of the utmost importance in times like these. Casey Hollins, Director of Communications and Public Relations at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, thank you so much for chatting with us. And for more information on, you know, REC, is there a phone number or a website we can share?
Yes. Yeah, so even though we're not physically able to talk to our members in person, they can give us a call at 1-800-552-3904. And we have a lot of information on our website. We do have a coronavirus update page, but our website address is myrec.coop, and we're updating that information on a regular basis. And we also provide updates and very useful information on our social media channels. So if anybody is not following us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, please start to follow us so that you can stay updated as well.
Wonderful. Again, Casey, thank you so much for chatting with us and joining us on the Wink Wake Up Show. Be well.
Thank you.